Now joining Speed Freaks, good to get him back in the Freak Nation, your 2016 prototype champion in the IMSA Sports Car Championship. Had a couple of days of testing in Daytona. Eric Curran joining Speed Freaks. And Eric, what do these 2 days really do for you as a driver and a team outside of just getting the feel back in the car?
Yeah, sure thing. Hello, everybody. Yeah, it's good stuff. It's fun to get back in the car, but for us, it's a steep road forward here with the we're now in a Cadillac prototype this year, so it's a brand new car to us, and we're just fresh off a 2 day test at Daytona this past Tuesday and Wednesday, but a lot to learn. It's exciting to wrap up the 2016. Championship for Dane Cameron and I and the Whelen Corvette. But, now, we're looking forward. So now we got this Cadillac, DPI, VR, prototype. And, so it's going to be a lot to learn, but it's, sure was a blast to be in that thing for a couple of days at Daytona.
Eric Curran, I've talked to a number of drivers who said they wouldn't get in the old DP cars, but now they're gone and they've been replaced with these new DPI cars, the LMP2s. The word's coming back from test sessions that these cars are much better, much faster, much nicer to drive. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, these cars are significantly different than our, Daytona prototypes of the last number of years, which was, those cars, to simplify, it was more like a hand-built, steel tube chassis car with a carbon fiber body, which is what we ran for years. So these cars now are like a Dallara, carbon tub chassis. And we've saved over 200 pounds off last year's car, with a similar engine than what we ran last year. So, and just a more efficient car, just, the latest technology and that Dallara pulls over from their IndyCar programs and all the other programs that they run, and a lot more downforce, less weight, with that same, type of, V8 Cadillac horsepower. It's a different animal, but boy, is it a blast to drive. I mean, it's unbelievable. And of course, just as we expected, it was going to be quicker than our old car right away. I mean, 200 pounds by itself and a little more downforce goes a long way. So, I mean, it's a blast. It's a totally different animal, but so much fun to drive. I mean, we're race car drivers. All we want to do is go fast. And when you give us something that goes faster, we are even more excited.
I saw that there was a little bit of a struggle. I think it was an electronic struggle for you guys when the test started. But, Eric Curran, tell me, you said that it was so fun to be in this new car and automatically feel so comfortable. How is that possible? This, like you said, this is brand new.
I know. It's, to start out Tuesday morning, I mean, our number 31 red and white Cadillac was literally brand new. That car had never turned one lap on a racetrack before. So, these cars are much more advanced, a lot more technology going on in this car versus our old car. So, the engineers and the data guys are programming sensors and computers. And I mean, even the steering wheel in our car is like a computer, so there's a lot more to figure out, especially when the car's brand new. So the guys had to spend a good part of the first day just making the car run, making all the sensors work, programming, just like a big computer. So once we got that all sorted out and we got a bunch of laps in, late in the day, Tuesday into Wednesday, obviously there's been a lot of technology and a lot of development that went into this Cadillac, because once we got everything sorted and got it working, boom, the thing was fast right away. I was really comfortable in it immediately, which was exciting. I mean, you never know with a brand new race car. Like, are you going to like it or hate it, or is it going to be fun or not work well or whatever? But it's impressive all the work that Cadillac and everybody's put in to make this car as good as it is out of the box. I mean, we were, turning lap times that were quicker than anyone's ever gone at Daytona the other day. So, That's a pretty good start, and it's exciting for the future of the IMSA WeatherTech series, and seeing all these new cars come in, and we're going to go faster than we've ever gone, and everybody's happy and excited. Cars have a new, fresh look to them. A lot of good stuff going on. So yeah, I'm super excited. And of course, Dane and I, we just need to move forward and win another championship. I mean, that's all.
Eric Curran, your 2016 prototype champion, joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from Lucas Oil Studios, and you're talking about all these new cars, because it just seems like some of the news that I was reading, like every paddock has a new setup, has a new car. How do you get used to these different teams when you're used to these different colors and different makes? What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, because here we are in December, and we've got, somewhat of a big race coming up in January called the Rolex 24, so... I mean, we start the season with our Super Bowl to start, right? So I mean, it's amazing that we just got our cars a couple weeks ago, and here we are, you know, prepping for a huge race in January. So there's a lot to figure out, but I can say from our side of things, you know, Action Express Racing, our team and all the guys that we have are unbelievable. I mean, if not the best crew of people in the paddock, and based on us winning three championships in a row amongst the team, I mean, our guys are probably, you know, the most prepped and ready for the new car and whatever it's going to throw at us, over anybody, but we're all in the same boat. I mean, you know, Mazda's got their new cars, and Wayne Taylor Racing has their new car, and, Spirit of Daytona has their new car. So we all have these new cars. Nobody knows how they run, how to work on them, how to run the setups, what the chassis needs, what the drivers are going to like. So there's so much to figure out between now and the Daytona 24 at the end of January. We're just all working like crazy trying to get there, do as much testing, as much development, and get this thing figured out. I mean, it's such a big deal to win the Rolex 24 that, you know, everybody's going to do whatever it takes. I kind of feel bad for all of our guys on the Action Express side working, you know, 24 hours a day to get this car prepped and ready. But like I said, we got one of the best crews, and based on the performance that we saw Tuesday and Wednesday, and we were quickest in our wheel and engineering Cadillac. So it's a good start to next year.
Eric Curran, your 2016 champion, also fastest at the Daytona test just this past week. Eric, you talk about how the guys are going 24/7 with Action Express. Was this test all work and no play, or were there any pranks pulled? Because I know sometimes, especially when it gets to the roar, there's some pranks that are pulled between drivers, whether it's you guys with Joao Barbosa and Christian Fittipaldi. I mean, anything of that sort going on?
I'll tell you this. It doesn't matter what's going on with the race program. There's always pranks. We always give each other a hard time. I mean, it's that part of it's nonstop. Every weekend, no matter what. So, yeah, I mean, we give each other a hard time. But, you know, it's a good group of people. And, you know, Dana and I have obviously meshed amazingly well. And it's just fun. You know, Joao and Christian Fittipaldi, it's just a good mix. I mean, we joke, we give each other a hard time, but yet, you know, we focus and get the job done as well. So it's the best of all worlds to be able to, you know, beat up on each other and, you know, have some fun, you know, in the garages and then be able to go out there and do our job on the racetrack. So it's nonstop fun, but there's a whole lot of focus in there as well.
Eric Curran, when we first talked, you were driving for GM and Chevy Cobalts. You said your future was in GT racing, maybe Corvettes. Now you're a champion in prototypes. When did that switch, and are you happy that you got into the big cars and the big speed and the big championship?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I've raced everything there is to race outside of an IndyCar. So, I mean, you know, I grew up racing sedans, so that was kind of how it all started 23 years ago. And, you know, raced in, you know, World Challenge and Corvettes and, you know, did a whole lot of stuff with GM, Chevy Cobalts and Chevy Camaros and all that for a number of years and just got really comfortable in GT cars and always did really well at it. Won a lot of races in GT cars. And then, you know, one thing led to another and for, you know, I've been involved with Whelen Engineering as a sponsor. This would be my 10th year in 2017 with Whelen. So,
wow.
You know, Whelen wanted when the series merged between the Grand Am Rolex series and IMSA, Whelen was worried that we were gonna get kind of shuffled down and not get enough exposure for the brand. So we said, hey, look at the maximum exposure we can get is to run a prototype. So long story short, we ended up putting a deal together and putting a program together and I had to learn to drive a prototype real fast. But obviously in the 3 years of driving prototypes, it's worked out pretty well for me. So that part of it's been exciting. But, yeah, I'm a GT guy at heart, but, I mean, you know, we're in the top level of sports car racing in the country, if not the world. So, and we're winning championships. So you couldn't ask for more than that coming from racing a Chevy Cobalt to a Daytona prototype winning a championship. No driver's going to complain about that situation. So yeah, it's good stuff. I mean, you know, the prototype stuff is super challenging, super competitive, some great talented drivers in it. Some of the best in the world, but it just makes me a better driver and, you know, and I love the competition and, just drives me to keep ramping up and do the best job I can do behind the wheel.
Eric Curran, 2016 prototype champion, IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Series. Last thing for you, Eric. What I like so much about the Daytona 24 hour is the number of drivers from different series, meaning IndyCar, NASCAR, and some other series across the world that join in this Rolex 24 Hour. And you've got Jeff Gordon coming over, who's won his share of championships as well. You as a driver, I'm sure you welcome these guys, but do you take pride in beating up on dudes that have won some IndyCar championships and NASCAR championships?
Who's that Jeff guy again? I think I've heard of him before.
Right.
You know. No, it's excellent. You know, Jeff's a super guy, and I've always had a lot of respect for him, and obviously he's been phenomenal in the racing world. Yeah, I love it. I mean, you get the best of the best drivers from all around the world, like you said, and from Formula One drivers to IndyCar to NASCAR to everywhere. We've got a guy by the name of Mike Conway, which a lot of you know from IndyCar, who's been a factory Toyota driver over in the WEC series, driving a P1 prototype, and he's going to drive with us in the 24-hour. And Sebring as well. And he's just unbelievably talented and just jumps in and goes. And, you know, those are like, it's the best of the best drivers that come out for the 24 hour. And there's a ton of them. I mean, it's an unbelievably challenging race, 24 hours, blasting around Daytona. But, you know, it's just so cool. You go to the driver's meetings and you look around at the faces that are there, and it's the top level of drivers in the world. So, you know, that part's really exciting, and it's so much fun to be, you know, a big part of that. And be on the same level with all these guys is good stuff. So yeah, it's a fun race, and we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we haven't put a Rolex watch on our wrist yet, so I think that's kind of our next goal outside of winning the championship at 16. So it'd be huge to do that.
Eric Curran, your 2016 prototype champion, IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Series, joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Man, happy holidays to you. Thanks for taking time out of your busy night to join the Freaks.
Yeah, happy holidays to you guys as well. And, appreciate catching up. And I'd love to catch up with you maybe after the 24-hour and tell you how we got to the top step of the podium. How's that?
No, we'll be at the 24-hour like we have been the last 3 years, damn it. We'll just see you then.
Perfect.
How about it?
Face to face. I love it.
Yeah, man. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.